1 week after naming an unprecedented 37 cardinals, Pope John Paul surprised the faithful by selecting 5 more. Vatican watchers see the moves as an attempt by the Pope to ensure his conservative policies will be pursued in the next papacy. NPR's Sofia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Pope said he was making an exception to a rule set down by his predecessor, Paul VI, that no more than 120 voting cardinals can enter a conclave to elect a new pope. The total number of cardinals under the age of 80 and therefore eligible to vote now rises to an unprecedented 135. The Pope said he'd chosen the 5 new cardinals last week, but kept their names secret for various reasons he didn't disclose. 2 of the new cardinals are German, Johannes Joachim Degenhardt, Archbishop of Paderborn, and Karl Lehmann, Bishop of Mainz. Lehmann caused shockwaves last year when he suggested that John Paul might step down if he felt his poor health was an obstacle. The appointments also include archbishops from Ukraine, Bolivia, and South Africa. The Pope also revealed the identity of 2 cardinals he had chosen in pectore, that is, in secret, 3 years ago. They are from Ukraine and Latvia. He said he'd chosen to honor these prelates to pay tribute to the suffering of their respective churches under communism. The Pope said they showed the world the example of so many Christians who managed to be a testimony of their faith despite suffering of every nature, often culminating with the loss of their own lives. Popes often made secret appointments of cardinals in places where they could be persecuted, such as China or Russia. The latest 2 appeared linked to tensions between the Vatican and the Orthodox Church, and their appointments were revealed just 5 months before the Pope's scheduled visit to Ukraine, a visit opposed by the Orthodox Church. With the appointment of a total of 44 new princes of the Church, John Paul will have named more cardinals than any of his predecessors. The appointment strengthened the Latin American bloc, leading to some predictions the next pope could be the first from the Third World. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.